Welcome, my friends, to Art House Radio. I'm Troy in Boise, Idaho. Last night at the hotel, I'm on the Roadkill Project, by the way. You can go to arthouse43.com to find out more. Roadkill Project. So I'm in a hotel last night. I was in Salt Lake City. And I watched Psycho again. And I just wanted to talk about Psycho for a minute because there's something interesting that happened in there. A couple of things. And one is, if you just think about the pace of life, like how fast we move, and maybe, well, Psycho is probably like 50s or 60s. There's a moment, there's a scene where Anthony Perkins, I swear the camera is on him for, I don't know, 30 seconds, maybe longer, as he's just sort of sitting there. They're having, he's talking to the woman that he murders first. In the shower, the famous scene, and they're having a conversation in the hotel room, and the camera's just going back and forth, but when it goes to him, it's like 30 seconds, and I just thought, you would never do that today. It's like that thing in film school where they, I've heard at least, they have students, they watch a film from the 1950s or the 1960s, and they have, every time the camera moves from one clip to another, changes, they have them applaud, or clap. Not applaud, clap. But then they do it with a film today, too, and then they talk about the differences. Well, from the films back in the old days, in the black and white era, in the 50s and 60s, they don't clap very much. But when they do it today, they're clapping all the time because everything's moving so quickly. And so I just started to think about the pace of life that we have, the difference. And you know, for me, watching Psycho or watching Hitchcock, especially watching black and white back in that era, it's almost like I take a Valium and I'm just chill and I'm calm, or somebody's just like shot me up with a high dose of CBD. And I feel so relaxed. I feel so much better than when I'm watching something modern. Now, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate things today or anything like that. Of course not. I love movies today. They're great. But it's a different mood, isn't it? And it's almost like being around someone that's calming. If you have friends who are calm, or if you have someone who's like really, I don't know, not like a leader, but someone who's just like, you're around them and you feel better about life. Do you know what I mean? So anyway, that's all I wanted to share. It's a great movie. I've seen it twice now for this Halloween. I saw it once 2 weeks ago, and then I saw it last night in the hotel. Just happened to be on. Great movie. And yeah, I don't know. All right, that's all I have for you. It's a short episode. Let me know what you're watching, by the way, Halloween, Halloween-wise. Let me know what you're watching. I've seen The Shining a few times, Halloween a few times, and Psycho a few times. So, all right, arthouse.radio. I'm at Spaces with Light, arthouse43.com. This is where you are.com. This is the Roadkill Project. I'm Troy.